As the Vikings returned from a weekend away from the gridiron on their bye week, they started preparations for their matchup against the Chiefs. But the team had more than football on their minds. They came together this week to lend a helping hand and show their support for a worthy cause.
Well, this is the Taste of the Vikings. It's one of a number of different team events during the year. We have 12 other teams that do a Taste of the Team event, but this is the first. The Vikings started it all back in the 90s. Supporting Taste the NFL, and the restaurants have gotten better and better over the years, and I think this is going to be the best year ever.
The Taste of the Vikings event is a night which gives fans a chance to sample the finest food and wine the Twin Cities has to offer, while also meeting and greeting the Vikings players and coaches. And it all helps feed kids in need.
First of all, food. So I ain't get this big by just looking at it. But no, really, I like this event because it's a great cause. Us as players come out, just try to help out any way we can, raise as much money as we can, and help the ones that really need it.
It's a party with a purpose was the theme of the evening, as the Vikings made a major difference once again this year. The impact on a night like this stretches across thousands of families in need throughout the area. The Vikings Children's Fund Summer Lunch Program was launched in 2008, with the purpose of addressing childhood hunger. Teaming with Second Harvest Heartland, the program has made a major influence on those in need by feeding thousands of young kids over the years.
1 in 6 kids in Minnesota, here in the breadbasket of the world's wealthiest nation, are struggling to find food. And so Second Harvest Heartland knows how to reach those kids. And with the help of the Vikings Children Fund Child Hunger Program, that's exactly what we do, is make sure they get lunches on weekends and over the summer when some of those meals from school might be shut down.
As the Vikings regrouped from a weekend away from football action, they also took time to help those less fortunate. The Taste of the Vikings event brought in more than 1,000 fans to meet and greet the team, all while working to provide food for local kids in need. The Vikings may have had a bye weekend of football, but they surely got a win on this night.
That's awesome, and our organization does a great job of giving back, and everyone talks about this event every year, how awesome it is. And so every year people talk about looking forward to the next time that we do Taste of the Vikings.
Oh, it's incredible, to have the opportunity to come out here and, get all the support that we see from the community, all the fans that show up and support the Taste of the Vikings. It's easy for us to come out here and give our time, but, it's really cool to have all of our fans out here showing their support as well, because it goes for such a great cause.